Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text next step to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 Hope line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Ho. It's the Crazy Sexy Cool Podcast. I'm Bethany, and we have Meek to the left and Elizabeth to the right, holding it down as always. So I have a question for you guys. I know y'all probably did not tune in to Versus with Ghostface and Raekwon, but
did not.
We have a Versus coming up that I need to see what y'all think. So on Easter Sunday, April 4th, we have Earth, Wind, and Fire versus the Isley Brothers. And then on May 8th, we have SWV versus Escape. Wait. Why did you roll your eyes, Meek? What? Because you said you wanted Escape in here.
No. This is going to be a hard one. Well, it's not going to be a hard one for me because I kind of have a biasness, I guess you can say, or whatever, with Escape, because they were a part of my childhood. Like, SWV was, but like, I'm talking about, I actually own Escape albums. So,
right,
that's who I'm leaning towards, but like, those are some heavy groups, so yeah. But when it comes to Earth, Wind, and Fire and Isley's, baby, I'm with Ron.
I said the same thing, and people was on Twitter like, no, Earth, Wind, and Fire. But I will say this, a lot of people who said that they're rooting for Earth, Wind, and Fire were in band. So they're playing the loud horns and everything, where the Isley Brothers give you more of the smooth, you know, the smooth jams. I'm really excited because I own their vinyls. I'm ready for, I'm just there to celebrate and listen to music. It's not a competition for me.
I honestly feel like the Isleys are timeless.
They are.
They just put you in a trance. And granted, Earth, Wind, and Fire is, they are in a whole nother league of their own. But I feel like a lot of the hits that I know Earth, Wind, and Fire are from like the 70s, you know what I mean? Like era from them. Like I don't really know anything before that or after that, like just off the top of my head. But the Isleys, yo, I can go from Shout, I can go to
right,
Footsteps, and I can even go to Bust It, da-da-da. Like, yes, I know R. Kelly, but still. I don't give a fuck. Look, man. And put it this way, them motherfuckers was, man, they were wearing them damn bodysuits with the V cut all here with the taco meat and the fresh perm.
Bruh, I got album covered. If I open it up, you'd be like, what are they wearing? It's like Fashion Nova mixed with them fairies and shit. I don't know. So who do you think, what about SWV and Versus, Liz? What do you think? Are you going to watch it, first of all?
No.
You don't be caring about
this. You're the only one that truly cares. I feel like you're like one of the only ones that's keeping Versus alive. Like,
I might tune in to the SWV and Escape one just because I like both of the music. Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind & Fire. I don't know too many songs by Earth, Wind & Fire, so I'm definitely going to go with Isley Brothers because that's all my mom played ever.
I think if you actually do tune in, you'll realize that you know more Earth, Wind & Fire than you gave yourself credit for.
We'll see if I tune in.
I have their greatest hits on vinyl and I just let it play. And it was some songs I completely forgot about. I'm like, you know what? This Versus might be really dope. As far as SWV
on like soundtrack somewhere.
But it's a lot of movies from the 90s that use their music. So you might.
Oh, yeah, SWV. Yeah, definitely. You're the one for me.
So SWV was on a lot of soundtracks. But when it comes to SWV and Escape, I'm literally just going to sit and watch. I'm not keeping score. I just want it to be dope. I watched their reality show that they had. And it kind of made me not much of a fan as I was before. I don't know. It was just like petty stuff. Like, I don't know. Maybe it was Coco being that she's the lead singer and she kind of, I guess you can say she carried the group. And she just seemed like she was just over it and exhausted from always having to be the one that's singing everything. And then from the girls complaining about the lyrics that they were singing, like, I'm tired of singing songs about taking somebody's man or sleeping with somebody's man. But that's what it was.
Which y'all gonna write new songs? Like, it ain't gonna fly, sis. Like, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. It's not gonna fly like that. You know.
So have you girls listened to any like new Escape? Because you know they went on tour.
We have Off the Hook, Traces of My Lipstick, and that joint they did with Keith Sweat. I mean, not Keith Sweat, but that group. Am I dreaming? That shit, whatever. And then also Candy solo album. I actually like that song. When you're out in the club, don't think I'm not. Yeah. I was about that, but after that, like. No. I will say this about the Earth, Wind & Fire and the Isleys. Now, they bring out the instrumentation. You know, they start plugging in some guitarists. They gonna have a view. I'll pay. But if they just sit in some
both room, of them in the same room?
That's what they're known for. Like, that's what, like, I don't know if they're in the same room, but that's what they're known for. It's like live instrumentation. So it's like, if they pulling out the instruments and rocking with that babe, I'm in there. But they all just sitting down and Ronald just going la-di-da.
I saw around Christmas break, I saw a picture on my Explore page and I was like, who is this man? And it was Ron Isley. I'm gonna show you guys here on the screen. He looks so different. Can you see this? Look at this guy.
Girl,
he looks good, right?
Yo. He's about to pull up looking good. Okay.
You know it. Right. You know, what's y'all favorite songs? Okay, we said, what's y'all favorite songs? So we said Isley's. What's your favorite Isley Brothers?
Ooh,
I want to say the one with him and R. Kelly. What's the name of that one?
There's a lot of those.
Agent.
down low. I mean, it's a lot of those.
I love Atlantis a lot.
You got that. You took that right out. Like, that is my favorite. Well, no, but
Make Me Say It Again.
Footsteps is one of my favorites.
Footsteps in the Dark Atlantis is classic.
Yes.
But my favorite album of theirs is Live It Up. It has one of my favorite songs, Hello, It's Me, that has been remade by so many people.
It's me.
Yeah, like Erykah Badu and Andre 3000 remade it.
Hey. Yeah. So, yeah, I was all day. You got to pour out the yak and just sit back, honey, and just, hey.
You sip yak, me? You sip yak?
You think Hennessy is, baby?
Yeah, but I don't really see you just be sipping on yak, though.
I think all types of... That's what Hennessy is. That's what Ducey is.
Look at y'all both drinking water. The Squirtle twins back at it again. Lord have mercy.
You know it. Ready to splash.
I stay hydrated with that smart water. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to everyone that's watching us on YouTube who can see everything that's going on right now. Hey. Yeah. Subscribe, leave comments. We fucks with y'all. So I have to ask you guys a question because everyone is talking about this right now. Did you guys watch Lil Nas X video Montero?
Yes, I did. And then I had to go back and then read the lyrics of that thing. Okay, because that second verse came through and I almost choked on my damn toothbrush. I ain't gonna fucking lie.
She was brushing your teeth, listening to that thing.
I gagged on my toothbrush. So what did you guys think? Liz, what did you think when you saw it?
The graphics was dope. graphics was dope, but I don't know. It was too much to watch towards the end.
Yeah,
with him, the devil.
I was cracking up when I realized he was on a pole down to hell. I was like, oh, I see what's going on here.
I was in shock. I was in complete. I didn't know where it was going at first because it started off. Yeah, it was fuckery from the beginning. It started off crazy. I was like, all right, what he got going on? But when he was on the lap of the devil, I was like, you know what? I don't know what's going on here, what his team got going on, but this is...
I can't watch this no more. Did you finish it?
I did.
Did you finish it? Oh, okay. So,
yes, ma'am.
How did it make you feel down in your insides? How did it make you feel?
I mean, it's not me. This man gonna do what he wanna do anyways. Like, Nas, but...
Yeah.
I just don't know where they were going with this. Like, it's shocking how he was sitting on devil's lap and doing all that. I mean, the dude's being creative. We already talked about Nas X with our last episode when we were talking about him.
A few episodes ago. Yeah. And 6ix9ine.
Yeah, but I just don't know where he's going with this. I don't even like the song really. That's not my I don't like it at all. My personal opinion. I mean,
what about you, Meek? How did it make you feel down in the inside?
Well, you know how I am. I am a huge advocate for the artist. So I knew it.
Make that a drinking game.
I loved every single aspect of it. And it told the whole story of, you know, like the like. I love art that makes me like dive deep into it to find out what the artist meant behind certain decisions of like their expression. So I'm watching this and I'm seeing this. And of course, like when you see it, you see it's the story of Adam and Eve. And then, and now because of the visual, it makes me pay attention to the lyrics. I'm like, wait, so what is he talking about to like in relation to this? And then like, The lyrics actually coincide with the visual, so I'm like, okay. And then you start, and then of course I had to pull up articles and like interviews and stuff about this thing. And there's a lot of little like hidden little gems in there, like, and the song is like based off of this movie that's about like homosexuality, and basically the name of the movie is like Call Me By Your Name and I'll Call You By Mine. And it's like a way that the lovers keep their love as a secret by like saying meek this, but when I say meek this, I actually mean the person that I'm in love with. But you know, if you
so that's what the whole thing about.
So that's what the whole what the video is actually about is like if you like in the lyrics and like when he talked about it, it was an actual situation. Like this actually did happen. He got hit up by someone he was crushing on in a DM, and he went over. And then when he went over, he realized, like, yo, I actually really like this dude a lot. But then when he start hanging out with this dude, he start realizing, like, in the lyrics, it says, you're living in the dark. So, like, this dude got, like, drugs and drank on his table, but also, like, he's in the closet, too. So, like, and then his whole thing of, like, relating it to, like, the heaven and hell, it's because he was just saying, like, everyone always tell gay people, like, you're going to hell. So he was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to take you to hell. You know, like, that was, like, his whole aspect of it. So I thought it was actually pretty dope. I will say Lil Nas X, love, use a little stiff on the dick. You got to, you know, let your hips get loose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to loosen that. You got to wind up on, you know what I'm saying? You know what they say? What the islanders say, like, you know, loosen the hips a little bit when you winding on that thing. Like, can't be too stiff. Not in them fuck me boots. You can't do that. You know what I mean?
You know, it was really funny how 6ix9ine had hit him up, and that was a song that he chose to use in his like reaction video when he exposed 6ix9ine, you know, in his DMs. And so now that we know the whole story behind the song.
So it's like, is it him? I was thinking the same thing. I was no, but listen to this. Listen to this, though. This verse, I have to say this because I was like, bro, like, yeah. He said, I want to feel on your ass in Hawaii. I want jet lag from fucking and flying. Shoot a child in your mouth while I'm riding.
Mm-hmm.
What? Oh! Yeah. Yeah. A sign of the times every time that I speak, a diamond, a nine, it was mine every week. What a time and incline, God was shining on me. Yeah, I was like, okay, honey, yes. But I also think it's beautiful because this is the thing, is that I think that he is dope and very, like, how can I say, like, not a catalyst, but like, you know, like he's a leader in like this like new expression of homosexuality, and I think it's dope that he is on some like, fuck it, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. Yeah. But also what I also ask is that like people stop being so hypersensitive. You know what I'm saying? Like it's creative expression, and that goes also for the LGBTQ community as well. If you're gonna put your art out there to be judged to the masses. Everyone has their right of their opinion. So if people feel like he's going to hell or have some type of religious, you know, breakdown of all that, that's on them as well. So I think it's on both sides where it's like, if as an artist, you throw your shit out there, you throw your shit out there. You can't, I'm not saying that he expects this, but I feel like, you know, LGBTQ gets so defensive and it's like, love, we all get it. Shit, as women, we get it. You hear this like protest about WAP, but yet there's another song called Throat Babies, not Throat Baby. He's saying he wants to shoot throat babies down your throat, bitch. Like, but I don't hear no kind of like uprise about throat babies, but everyone keeps talking about wet ass pussy. So we all mm-hmm. get it. Like, you know, yeah.
So I want to read something that Lil Nas X said. He said, dear 14-year-old Montero, I wrote a song with our name in it. It's about a guy I met last summer. I know we promised to never come out publicly. I know we promised to never be that type of gay person. I know we promised to die with a secret, but this will open doors for many other queer people to simply exist. You see, this is very scary for me. People will be angry. They will say I'm pushing an agenda, but the truth is, I am. The agenda is to make people stay the fuck out of other people's lives and stop dictating who they should be. Sending you my love from the future. Now, Montero is Lil Nas X's real name.
Yes, yeah,
mm-hmm. So it's a letter to his younger self. In the video, Montero is also the name of the fictional land in which the video is set in. So, in the monologue at the beginning. It says, in life, we hide parts of ourselves we don't want the world to see. We lock them away. We tell them no. We banish them. But here, we don't. Welcome to Montero.
Right. So, and then wait, to add on to what you're saying about the name, is that's the whole, like, call me by your name, call me. So he keeps saying his name is like an affirmation to the person that he loves. So it's not him actually saying it to Montero. It's to whoever that, whatever that love interest is, kind of in secret.
And I feel like he's the best person to do this because, like I said before, he is an internet troll. He knows how to clap back in the funniest ways. When people are, they got all their panties in a bunch. It's, first of all, he did not have to promote this at all. It's just like, here's the video, and everyone who hates everything that he stands for is going to promote it for him because they're sitting here sharing it and talk about how terrible and how he's going to hell and blah, blah, blah. And of course, all the Bible thumpers are like, oh yeah, you know, this is bad. And this video is getting millions and millions of views because people are so fucking upset about it.
Right. But see, and then I, you know, one thing I did think about because when I was watching it, I will say this, when I watched it in private. It's not something I openly watch around with Eli because we're not at that stage in his development to discuss certain things like that quite yet.
Right.
And, you know, like, yeah, my son has seen transgender women and all that type of stuff and he gets it, but I'm talking about to that level when we're talking about devils and angels and homosexuality and all that kind of stuff. And I think it's very important for us to note that, like, people are always want to push that on the artist. And it's like, no, love, as a parent, you actually have way more control than what you think. And then if your child is of age where they are exposed to this, you need to start having those difficult ass conversations. Stop trying to avoid those fucking conversations, dude. Like, if your child is 10 years old, if your child is 10 years old and don't know that there's people that have different sexuality, because there's a way you can have that kind of conversation with a 10-year-old. Like, they're not that dumb as people try to make children think that they are. I'm not trying to say go out and fuck that. Like, no, but it's just a simple, just like how Eli knows his body at 6 years old, and he knows that there's a difference between mommy's body and Elijah's body at 6 years old. At 10 years old, my son is going to know, hey, babe, there's heterosexual, homosexual, and so on.
Well, just like people who had problems with WAP, it's like, oh, when this song comes on the radio, how am I supposed to, you know, have a conversation? You have the conversation with your child. Stop putting this shit off because you don't think that they're old enough. Wouldn't you rather control this narrative before someone else does it for you? What are you guys waiting on to have these conversations with your children? My son he just turned 7. Okay. He just turned 7. And I feel like he has more understanding than a lot of these grown ass folks. And a lot of people are complaining, you know, about, you know, the imagery, and they're trying to push this agenda. My son, he's probably heard Old Town Road once or twice. He had no reaction to it, but I know a lot of children love it, right?
Elijah loved that. But not only did he love that song, he loved the Diplo version of that song.
Yeah.
He was like, not that one. Play that one. Like, okay.
Yeah. But, like, at this age, I can control what he listens to. And if it comes on the radio, then I turn it. If the video comes on, I turn it. Like, I was watching music videos because I like to watch music videos. And I've always been like this since I was a little girl. I would sit there and watch everything. But WAP, whatever you want to call it, came on. And what did I do? I changed the channel.
Yeah. He's not getting
it. I just don't understand why people leave it up to these celebrities. They just really put everything in their hands. Like, oh, you need to be a better role model. No.
No. You need to be a better role model. Exactly. You need to be a better role model. Like, Elijah doesn't even listen to the radio. He has his own playlist. Like, he doesn't even listen to the radio. Yeah, we have Old Town Rose on there. It's the Diplo version, but that's it. Like, there's no, like, just free, like, no, everything is approved. Like, that's crazy. Yo,
I'm going to be real. Lil Nas X's Twitter timeline is one of the funniest things I have read all week. He is just, he's brilliant. And I don't.
He is.
I don't use that word all the time. I don't use it often. But this guy knows how to handle the bullshit. And it's just so refreshing to see. Like, Cardi, she is good on the internet as well. But she, you can tell she takes a lot of things personally. But it was like last week, I remember that he came across my timeline and he said, he posted this crazy ass picture of himself. Like he was dressed in some snakeskin pattern looking like he got it from a rainbow or some shit. And he was like, I'm about to drop the hottest song of 2021 in 4 days. Didn't know it was going to be this. No one knew, but he knew what was about to happen. I think he has a collaboration coming out with, it's not with Nike, but it is some Air Maxes. I forgot the name of the company that are issuing these. Like, they're selling these special edition Air Maxes that are supposed to have actual human blood in them. And people, of course, are in an uproar. It's supposed to be 666 pairs available only. 666.
Yeah, no, we not doing that.
And Nike quickly was like, hey, we don't have anything to do with that. Matter of fact, we about to sue this company that he's partnering up with for, I mean, come on. If you're I'm a company and they're using your shoes, I'd be like, no, let's go ahead.
But how are they using, how are they using Nike?
How are they using what?
Nike. Like, how you doing that?
I have no idea. My only thought about this is that maybe they just have a bunch of shoes and they have like modified them themselves and they're
it's the Chinaman.
I don't know.
It's the Chinaman, the one, you know, we get all the knockoffs and shit. Like, is that what it is?
I don't think so.
I think they
have actual Air Maxes that they custom made, you know, but after
how do you
fact.
Custom make something.
Come on, dog.
The brand. Like,
back in the day, they used to do that with Air Forces. You go and get custom Air Forces. You get whatever color on the check or whatever. Like, people, there are artists who custom make shoes. You go and buy a plain pair of Forces and...
Right.
And they do that. And that's what's happening
so
here.
They just got a whole bunch of white Nikes and then they say we just gonna customize the fuck out of them.
Yeah,
we're not doing that. And where does blood coming from? Are they donors?
Girl,
and have they been tested for HIV, like, and all that other shit? Like, I got questions. Well,
you can't get it through your feet like that. I don't think it's like that. But that's what's going on. Nike said, not on my watch.
No, I don't blame them.
I big Nike up for that because that's crazy.
But yeah, I'm not a part of the group that's just such an uproar about Lil Nas X. He's a troll. He's an internet troll. And he's making mad money off of people's bewilderment.
That's the good one.
And homophobia. And, you know, just like they were about wet ass pussy, they are about this. People just can't take. I mean, what are you going to do?
Anything that goes against the patriarch, like, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So, a few things happened while we were away. It was a lot of cheating going on in the social
Girl,
media.
Girl, it's summertime. Summertime madness. You know how that shit goes.
So do you feel like because cuffing season is coming to an end, now niggas is about to like break out of this quarantine?
Because niggas cheat 365. Like, let's stop playing. Let's stop playing.
So we have Quavo and Saweetie. Saweetie went online and decided to let everyone know that she is no longer with Quavo because he stepped out on her, giving affection to other women. That's a no-go for her. And that's cool. Set your boundaries and be like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. But my whole thing, I was like, I feel like they're going to get back together or they might be back together already. We just don't know it. Because, you know, that happens. Like, you have a girl break up with a guy and she'll tell her, yeah, I'm not fucking with him no more. And then, you know, a couple weeks later, they back together and you didn't even know it. But I feel like sometimes. No, that's not true. That wasn't true.
Oh, he didn't take the Bentley?
No, that was a rumor. Because that's some bird shit right there. Like, come on, dog.
You said bird shit?
Yeah. Bro, I don't like
break up. If you break up with me and then you blast my business out for the public to I'm taking my shit back. I'm taking my shit back. You're not about to be riding around in my Bentley. You such a what's she call it? Sweeties, whatever the fuck she call her followers, such a bad bitch and all that. Right. Focus your own motherfucking shit. Like, I want my fucking Bentley back.
Yeah. The way that he like, it was like he's mad at her because he got caught up on some bullshit.
No, it's not about being mad at her, about her getting caught up. It's about playing this whole public, this public eye, you know, like games. Like I'm with him on that. And also like to even go with your point of them even probably possibly working things out and getting back together. Like all it does is create unnecessary madness and unnecessary bullshit and muddles up y'all situation even worse. He did what he did. Who knows how long the fuck he did what he did. To be honest, I'm not surprised to hear that he fucked around on her. But keep your business in the house. Like I don't care how bad it was or like whatever. Keep your business in the house. And it has nothing to do with it has nothing to do with saving face for him. It's just keep people out your business. I'm a private person. So like if I'm breaking up with somebody, I'm not about to sit up here and do this big ass, long ass tweet about hey y'all. I've decided. Did you do that when your ex broke up with you? I mean, when you broke up with your ex?
Well, here's the thing.
I don't do that.
With Saweetie and Quavo, they have music together. They have done public appearances together. What? They have shared everything with us. So why can't we know that you niggas broke up?
Oh, what? That's none of y'all motherfucking business. And at the end of the day, it's just all it does is it makes it. No, it really isn't because like their millions wasn't based off of them being together. He was making money before he got with her, and I don't know about her fucking financials, but it's not based off of them being fucking a couple. Financial. Like these couples that come up on YouTube based off of their relationship, that's when I agree with you and I say you came up and you start making money based off of your relationship, then yes, you need to let us know that you guys are not together. But if that's not the case, if that's not where like the stint of your money is coming from, no, that's nobody's fucking business. So it is not even to save face for Quavo. My thing is like just like you said, I feel like no matter how much of a smut ass nigga he is, they actually do have a connection, and I do think that they're gonna get back together. And all that's gonna do is gonna create like unnecessary, you know, madness or bullshit like for her. It's gonna make it more worse for her than it is for him, to be honest with you.
And that's just what it is. So when she tweeted what she tweeted, he replied, "I had love for you. I had love for you and disappointed you did all that. You're not the woman I thought you were. Wish you nothing but the best." And it's just like, you guys were together for how long? And now you're just now realizing who she is. Like you guys have literally been public this entire time. You guys have done everything together.
I think he's saying that kind of out of anger, though. Like, because he's mad of, like, what she did and how she reacted.
Because he got outed.
In the public eye. But at the end of the day, the situation is not that serious for them to break up. So I do think they're going to be back together as well. It's just...
We can't say that. We don't know
I don't know exactly what happened. I can't say what happened behind closed doors on both parties, but it just doesn't seem like it's something where it's like, I mean, what you gonna do? You gonna go with another bum ass nigga and do the same thing over again? Another rapper?
She's dating Holmes and all these guys, and had all these issues with those guys.
Right. Mm-hmm. Facts.
And I guess with her being a young girl, she has the opportunity to continue to date around and do what these niggas is doing. Like I'm definitely with a girl saying, you know what? I don't like this situation. And if she wants to go and date a nigga tomorrow, good for her.
Yeah, no one's judging her for that. I think what Liz is saying is that I think given off of the chemistry that they showcase to the public, like you said, this is all like, you know, hypothetical or whatever. We don't know the actual facts of their situation. It could have all been fake for all of us to know. But if any of that chemistry had any truth to it and there's a good chance of them getting back together, it's like, it's a good chance you're going to be dealing with possibly the same issues with like, you know, with another nigga. So it's like, are you just gonna like, you're gonna leave this situation and just go find another nigga to drag you, you know what I mean, drag you through a similar situation and be worse off? Or are you gonna come here and deal with this guy that, you know, I'm just saying hypothetically, we don't know the whole
story.
It's
not so, that. My issue with what you just said was that, like, it's like, well, whoever you deal with after this is probably going to do the same thing again. It's like, no, she can continue to date around. And if that happens, that's cool.
Let's not sit here and act as though, like, the probability of that happening is high. We have to acknowledge that. Like, yeah,
especially the industry that she dates. Like,
how many frogs did Sierra kiss before she got with Russell? I'm just saying. Like,
there's not too many Russells out there.
It's not a lot of Russells out there. So I'm just saying, like, the probability of that happening is actually pretty fucking high. Like,
yeah, I just hope that she's learned something from this situation, that she actually, it seems like she knows her worth and she's like, I'm not dealing with this. And if she goes and tries out with a new guy, cool. And if he decides to cheat, she knows when to pick up and leave instead of dragging the shit out. Making it look, you know, doing all these GQ interviews, trying to make it seem like these guys are, like, you know, they're living this perfect world.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I'm not a really big Sweetie fan, so that's why I probably am not really liking her like that much. But, like, you made a statement saying, like, oh, everything was public, but that's not even true, because how many fights have you heard about? How many arguments have you heard about? How many times has she gone to Twitter and discussed their discrepancies on Twitter?
What other people have.
No, I'm talking about her. It's not about what other people have. Well, I'm talking about
her. She said she checked out a long time ago, and a lot of people aren't going to go to social media as they're going through it in that moment. It's like sometimes you get to the point where you're just over it.
No, if you get over it, at the end of the day, one of my main things is that when I leave, I don't have to announce that I'm leaving. I'm just gone. So making this whole grandioso, like, I'm gone, I'm done, I had, like, it makes me second, like, it makes me side-eye her, like, are you really? Like, that's how I'm feeling. Like if you was really done, like, I don't, I'm
done. Well, everyone doesn't handle it the same way.
I get that, but I'm just saying, but that's just why the side I come.
Because maybe she felt like, you know, honestly, when someone that's in the public eye like her, who is a public figure, you now have everybody looking at you. You're gonna have all these niggas sliding your DMs talking about how they can be better than him. Like, the niggas is like, she, because she's fine as hell. Like,
that's what I think she did. Running. I feel like low-key she wanted to ring the alarm and let them know, like no, it's a bitch. Oh, ring a leg a leg. Like, I'm single. Like, yeah. I'm not with him. What you heard is true. Come slide. Slide up in here.
Yeah.
He sound the alarm.
Oh, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
And I ain't mad at it. I'm like, hey, look, I'm on the block, dog. I'm single, ready to mingle. This nigga cheated, and, you know, it's time to move on. Now, we got a relationship guru, internet sensation, I guess you want to call him, Derrick Jackson.
Bring that ass here, boy. Bring that ass here.
Yo, whenever people share his videos with me, I never watch. Like, I just,
I didn't either.
Him is just such bullshit. So what did you guys think when, were you guys surprised when you heard that he was, like, cheating on his wife? I didn't know he was married. I don't know nothing about this dude.
I didn't know he was married either. We
have to unfold all this shit. Like,
this shit is wild.
We have to unfold all this shit. First and foremost, when did we, you know, motherfuckers start getting therapy sessions in the cars? You know, we over here in these frost. It's a lot of false prophets that are falling right now. But the sad thing is, a lot of people are not paying attention to this shit. Like, they keep following these motherfuckers and keep giving them these titles and, like, putting money in their pocket. And, like, they have no fucking, like, pedigree. Like, they have no nothing. Like, and no one bothered to ask this motherfucker, what kind of relationship are you in? Then we finally get exposed to his relationship. And the shit looks a bit weird. Let's just say that. Like, it looks a little bit, I mean, not say weird, unique. It looks a little, you know what I mean? It looks
Is it, Liz? What is it?
Odd, interesting.
There you go. Odd. Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. That's it right there. Yeah.
Derek, were you surprised, Liz?
I don't like you said, B. I think about you. I actually never really, like, before this, never seen anything, any video of him giving relationship advice. Like you said, I had no idea he was married. It just didn't make sense. I seen the first video I seen of him is when he brought his wife. She looked half asleep with a bonnet on and doesn't even know what's going. Looked like she doesn't even know what's going on. And he's talking about what's going on. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And
it looked like she was up.
She was in shock. She had no idea what was going on.
It was like she was upstairs folding clothes, and he was like, babe, come downstairs with me real quick. And she was like, oh, okay. Bruh, first of all,
how do you announce it? Like,
if my man was cheating on me, not only cheating on me, but sleeping with these women in our bed, okay?
Angela Bassett on that ass. I'm burning the bitch.
Now, let's say this happens, right? And I decide to stay. And I don't divorce him. I'm staying in the marriage. And we're going to work this out. I'm sorry. You're not going to see me looking stupid on camera. I don't know if this is just like a Black woman thing. But like when you guys go out and you see a woman in like pajamas and a bonnet and rollers and shit, you'd be like, why? Yeah, are you guys like that? Are you like that?
Ladies, I get it that like the hair industry is starting to include us, like we are now, you know, priority on a list. And so like you go to Target and you see all these different like colorful bonnets and shit that can go with different outfits. But love, the bonnet stays in the house. Like, yes. I'm so tired of seeing girls wearing these like bonnet. Like, why the fuck are the bonnets leaving the house? Like, take that shit off.
I feel like, especially growing up in the South, like, I have family members who will not leave the house unless, like, they won't leave the house without earrings on, let alone coming out with your hair undone. Like, I was raised to never look like what you're going through. You could be broke as fuck, but you got something in that closet. You got something to make sure your hair is on point and to be presentable. Now, here you are about to be put on blast with your husband, squeezing your hand until your fucking shit turns purple, cutting the circulation off.
She released other video, and she still looked a hot ass mess.
She had on a hat. She had on a hat, and there was like this little piece of ponytail that was coming out the damn hat. And I was like, so were you like, I'm gonna just record this shit real quick, and just was like, you know what I mean? Like,
A lot of people felt like that was a manipulation tactic on his part. It's like, he wants her to continue to be this way so that maybe people be like, oh, I see why he cheated, because she don't even care about how she looks. You know what I mean? Like, some people feel that way because, you know, maybe she feels like she can't do better than this nigga in these fucking Nike dry fit shirts and shit, making videos in the car.
I have a question. So is that his responsibility or is that on her? Like what Cat Williams said, it's called self-esteem. It's esteem for yourself.
I have read so many, like,
like, is that on him? Because like from their story, they've been together since like high school or grade school, right?
They've been together for 12 years. I don't know how long have they been married, but they have known each other. They've known each other for 12 years.
Okay, never mind. I don't know the depths. For mine, I thought that they had been together like since like grade school.
And I can see that being a manipulation tactic. Like, no one is going to be like, oh, you need to come over here. You need to leave that cheater. Because it's making her look like she can't do better than him.
But I would be with you, but then I heard her speak. And then, like, she's so heavily invested into her religion to, like, and I know some people, it's not going to
I didn't hear
say.
Her speak. What did she say?
She was like, because people were questioning her about staying. And she was like, that's not up to me to punish him for his wrongdoing. That is up to basically, like, the Savior. Like, everything was, like, heavily flooded with religion. Like, heavily flooded with religion.
Bow down to him.
I won't say bow down to him, but like I would say that she's deeply involved with her religion. And
yeah,
it's not about him. It's not about Derek. It's like her religion. And it's her religion as to why she's staying with him. Because so of like,
so what else did she say? Why is she?
I can't go verbatim, but basically it was just like on some like God, you know, like, you know, I'm not gonna punish him for his wrongdoing. Like that's not up to me. He has his day, you know, with God, and he has to get right with God. Like everything was like, you know, about God and Jesus Christ the Savior. Everything. So my thing is that's why I say, like, you know, I'm not saying, no, that motherfucker is a smut. Like, he's fucking trash. Like, I'm not trying to defend him by no means, but I, you know, like, yeah, if we go off appearance, I feel that, but, like, baby girl is, like, a somewhat, okay, lack of better term, it's a bit, like, brainwashed. Like, it's so heavily invested into her religion that it's, like, there's no... I feel like there's no rational thinking there. Everything is like, you know, heavily influenced by religion, you know.
So she said, you see a bonnet, I see a helmet of salvation.
See? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Though. That's how you knew that something wasn't like, she wasn't like, so this whole self-esteem thing, like, something is different. Like, they should be living in youth. Never mind, let me not say that. But...
look, ma'am, blink twice if you need help. He can go to hell. This is some bullshit. I something about him screams narcissist. Yeah. And it makes me uncomfortable watching the way that he would look at her
energy.
Yeah, the way he held her hand, it was just like
how big his eyes would get, right? Like he would like do this shit with his eyes, where it's like, but I think it comes down like those videos, it comes down because like now the money is compromised. So I don't think he's actually fucking sorry. I think it's just a thing that he realized that like if everyone is on this hate train, that like now their money that they've been living off of for so however long is now being jeopardized because
think people are gonna stop like, you know, there's toxic fucking people out there. You think they're gonna stop listening to him because of this?
There's a market for the type of shit that he does. Like,
right,
there are women who want to hear a man speak this way so they can say, see, there are good men, and, you know, send it to their male friends or guys that they're dating and be like, see, he condemns all the shit that you're doing. They're gonna be like, oh, you know what, it was just a mistake, he, you know, him and his wife, they're working
out. Have you seen his wife though?
but why, if his wife forgives him, then why should I hold it against him? Like, there are people who are going to still continue to follow this guy and to listen to him as if, you know, his word is just gold still. I think he's going to release another book. Hell, these niggas might get a reality show for all we know. Like, we just don't know how they're going to capitalize off of this moment. Like, she might start selling bonnets. Goddamn. Right. Like,
What's his name? St. Patrick. What's his name? What's Ghost's name?
James
St. Patrick's suit. That's what I saw.
I seen that meme. I was like, you know what? I fucking hate the internet.
Dressed like ghosts and shit. Like, no.
But if you have a Kevin Samuels, you have to have a Jackson, whatever the fuck his name is. It's like two extremes.
Unpopular opinion. There's a lot of facts that Kevin Samuels be spitting, and I'm gonna just leave it there.
You can't just leave it there.
Well, I'm not. Okay.
You can't. And I get what you're saying, like, but you have to explain yourself.
There are a lot of women who call into this show and they want this high value man.
Yeah.
They want a man that makes a certain amount of money. They want this 1% man. But when he starts to ask them about their weight, how many kids they have, and all these different questions, people are like, oh, you can't do that. It's like,
no, but you can.
This 1%, this is what they want from their women. So what makes you so special to request certain things?
And I agree. I actually agree with him. But I think the thing that he doesn't give is he doesn't apply understanding and compassion to the Black woman. And it's because this situation is not talked about too much. I think that's the thing that we have, that we're coming to recognize, is that men, you know, their grading scale is completely different from the Black woman. And I have to emphasize Black woman's grading scale, because there's certain things that we've been through historically that have made us what we are, as to why we're so dependent, as to why we strive for education, accolades, and, you know, jobs and promotions and all that kind of stuff. How many times on this show have we talked about our the femininity being stripped from the black woman? So he sits mm-hmm. here and he says, you know, you basically traded in your degree and your promotion for, I mean, you traded your weight and your looks in for your degree and your promotion. You're right. But also the way this world is set up and the way this society is set up, like, a lot of us had to do that. You know what I mean? To, like, make way for ourselves. So I think that's the part that's missing, is that, like, and he might not know, he might not give two fucks about it, but, like, and granted, these women are not calling in with that type of understanding either. So I don't even think Black women understand that their femininity was stripped from them. As to why Kevin Samuels hit so fucking hard, you know, mm-hmm. where you be like, wait, I make $1 million. He's like, I don't give a fuck about your money. And it's like, wait, how do you not give a fuck about what I can do when technically that's what we've been conditioned to do? We've had to build the house, furnish the house, bring bacon to the house, bear children, raise children in the house, and also, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So I think that's definitely a situation that, like, that needs to be further explored, because I do think that he is right on things, but I also just think it's not fair given the situation of the Black woman experience.
Well, you're not going to be this internet sensation by being fair.
No,
podcast.
I don't think men think about that. I really don't think men think about that, though.
It's so sensationalized. He's so cutthroat because he knows that it's like a shock and a wow factor to that that makes people tune in every week to see what the fuck he gonna say.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm not asking him to be fair, because I think that's the raw reality that a lot of these type of women do need to face, is that, like, he's right. Like, you have absolutely traded. And, you know, the way men look at women is not the way we think men look at women. But the way the world looks at us, it's also not the same as the way, like, our male counterpart looks at us. So it kind of, it defeats us, where you have, you know, Hispanics, Asians, and whites. They are conditioned from childhood, you know, like, to serve, to cook, to clean, to, you know, to take care of the house. We are not given that. We're not given that.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so real quick, we're going to move on to our red light special. If you guys have a question for the ladies of the Crazy Sexy Cool podcast, shoot us a DM at Crazy Sexy Cool Pod on Twitter, or an email at crazysexycoolpod@gmail.com, and we just may answer your question on our show, like we're about to do right now. Someone asked us, what are we currently watching? What are we binging? What shows have our attention right now? Who wants to go first? What y'all watching?
Oh, I'm trying to watch TV.
I was about to say, are you still watching Game of Thrones, whatever that is?
Or did you? Do not disrespect GOT. Okay. Nope. I am done. All right.
Okay.
I've seen the whole thing.
Okay.
But everything else is a bit. I watch. It's like Gina and Jenny. I seen that.
What's that?
It was on Netflix. I don't even want to talk about it because it wasn't bad, but it was like, it was whatever. It didn't have me, like, stuck, you know.
So you're not watching anything, Liz? Like, nothing?
No, I don't have time to watch TV. Like, I don't even turn TV on. I think the last time I turned on the TV was, like, probably a couple weeks ago, and I watched, like, Snowfall. One of the new episodes of Snowfall, but...
Are you caught up on Snowfall? Are you caught up? No. Well,
I think I have like the last season to actually catch up on, because I like sporadically seen in between that, and then I watched the last episode that was 2 weeks ago and didn't know what the fuck happened. Well, I knew a little bit, but not really.
Yeah, I'm still working on Snowfall, working my way through season one. And it's, I mean, it's great
working
writing.
Working your way through season one.
Season one.
How many times?
Just throw in the towel, honey.
I am not. I'm really.
You know how many seasons of Snowfall it is?
Yeah, it's like five, right?
It's a lot. And yeah, you over five. Here watching an episode a month, honey. You gonna be done.
I told you, like, I need like a palate cleanse after every episode. Like, ooh, let me get something funny in my system because that was some heavy shit. Because the 80s was some wild times, and the effect that the 80s had on our lives, I don't like to revisit that, but the writing and everything and the storytelling is so good that I'm just like drawn in. I finished WandaVision, which was incredible. You know, shout out to all the Marvel fans out there.
Yeah, I watched WandaVision. It was good.
Oh, shit. You watched WandaVision.
I did. I haven't watched the recent. They got a new episode?
No, that series is done. And I don't think they're going to have season two. Like, the story is told.
Yeah, I don't know. I ended up watching it with my sister one day. And, like, I just start watching the whole thing. So I was like, what the fuck is going on here? What's going on here?
And now I'm watching The Falcon and The Winter Soldier, which is really good. It's two episodes in so far. A lot of action. And I think it's about to get real deep on some racial issues. Because if you guys are familiar with Endgame, you know that Steve Rogers, a.k.a. Captain America, decided to be an old nigga and go be with his old lady and pass the shield on to Falcon, Sam, who is a black man. And so we're going to eventually have a black Captain America. So I'm really interested to see how they're going to introduce Sam as Captain America. What's up, Meek? Got your hand raised.
Is Sam that nigga, that whack ass actor that played Tupac in the Biggie movie?
That's okay, Anthony like Mackie.
I do not like him. I don't like him. I don't like his acting. I don't like his acting. It doesn't help me.
I feel like a lot of black people feel this way too. But I'm just here for the story. I'm excited. And
You think he's gonna be a good Captain America?
We gonna see. I don't know. So far, I'm not tuned in for the acting. I'm tuned in for the storytelling of this transition. So,
right, but isn't the acting a part of
that? The acting plays a part of that.
They have to tell the story. Like, they have to serve those characters justice.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm two episodes in, so I really can't tell you that the acting is incredible. But so far,
oh,
I like.
No,
the
I'm
characters.
Talking about him. I'm talking about him and what he's played, like in the ending, in the end, like all the other prequels, sequels, whatever, all that shit. Like, I haven't seen it, so that's the reason why I'm
Bethany's
asking.
Bethany's just gonna give him a try because she's gonna.
Yeah,
give him a try. I get it.
She is with the team.
Because like, what's the alternative? Me not watch it because I don't like this nigga. Like,
I'm not saying that.
Check it out.
You can watch it and be like, damn, I wish it was another person that was Captain America. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would do that.
But I just feel like he's been a part of this story for so long. Like, he's been a part of the Avengers for so long. It's like, we can't recast him.
We can't recast. I love that. I actually started watching Fahrenheit 451.
With Michael B?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me want to
read the book?
The book. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes me want to reread the book, because it provoked a lot of thought, especially me being older and like in the stage that we're in currently, like with media and sharing and the importance of history and like the stories that are being told, and you know now we're at this point with like American history where people are starting to realize like there's a lot of our history that's not being told to us. And and due to that, you see like shit like the raid of Capitol Hill and shit like that. You get what I'm saying? So like all that thought was like being stimulated while I was watching the movie. I didn't finish it though. But
yeah. That's something I plan on watching after I read the book.
And so who knows far, when so that will good. Be?
So far, I don't know when I'm gonna get to a little it. Bit, they changed a little bit of the story, but so far, so good.
Okay.
And all then right. I also saw this documentary of how all these white folks got ripped off by these fraudulent paintings, and it really started making me look at like art a bit differently. And like I always appreciate the art, but it also goes to show just like how like people just be placing value on shit. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, and like these motherfuckers was pissed. Like, I mean, they was out millions. Like, you know, like I need my money back, shit. But it was like some Asian dude like painting all these like replicas, and they were selling for like 6-17 mil for like over 20 years. Like,
wow,
that's like that's rich people problems. And then they like interviewing the people that got ripped off and like to hear their stories, and I was so distraught that I didn't have a, you know, a potluck. I'm like, rich white people shit. All
right. Yeah, so do any one of you have a quote? We got a quote this week.
Quote, make you going.
Okay, right here. So in the beginning, when they were cut in two, they yearned for each other's half. That was the quote that was actually engraved on the little tree of Lil Nas's X video. I want to say it's what's the philosopher's name?
Aristotle?
Aristotle. I want to say it's Aristotle. But yeah, there you go.
Okay.
It's talking about, you know, I want to think he was talking about like Adam and Eve or some shit like that, but hey, yeah.
Okay. All right. I want to thank everyone for tuning in for the second episode this week that you guys get to hear from us. Make sure you subscribe to us on Bomb Black Opinions Matter. You can catch everything there. Also, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us, Crazy Sexy Cool Pod. We are there, we interact, and we appreciate all of you guys, especially those who like live tweet and send us, you know, videos of you actually like watching us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate the love. Y'all. Always. We
appreciate you all.
And we will see you guys next week. We out.
We out. We out. Peace.
'Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.